was working on in 1949.
Well, in media, Dave, we know that U.S.-Russia relations are super simplistically presented. It's like Rock'em Sock'em Robots, you know, or King Kong versus Godzilla. And the fact that there are human beings making choices with the information that they have at the time and their thoughts about how what they're doing might be used, it's both difficult to think about and it's easy to obscure. And so some folks now are rattling the nuclear saber, if only rhetorically, again. And what do you think is the value of lifting up Ted Hall's story right now?
Well, first of all, he proved to be right. He did what Oppenheimer wouldn't do by, you know, actually sharing the secrets and making it possible for there to be two countries with the bomb. And the result was that we have not seen an atomic bomb used since Nagasaki. We're on the 79 years and counting since those two bombs were dropped, and none has been used because of, you know, multiple nations having the bomb. You just can't do it. And now whether that'll hold, it's always been pretty precarious, but it's the best that they've come up with is just having mutual assured destruction. It's not a good system, but, you know, it's here. I personally think that it's bluster still, because all the game planning, when they look at what happens if we use an atomic bomb or we reply with an atomic bomb when one is used, it always escalates within, you know, hours or days into a full-scale global strategic nuclear bombing and destruction of the Earth.
Right. Well, let me ask you finally, from a journalism or media perspective, some reviewers of the film in particular have said, essentially, humanizing Ted Hall at all, and the film talks a lot with his wife, Joan, humanizing him is bias, you know, because he was a traitor, the end. And then other people say, well, we don't really need Wikipedia-style history. We don't need news from nowhere. That it's a disservice to just present sort of big good versus big evil, and that starting from a human perspective helps us locate ourselves within this broad sweep of events that once they're done can seem inevitable. And I don't imagine that you would have been attracted to a story that was kind of cut-paste print. You know, the complexity, was that part of the draw for you?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, think about what he did. At the one hand, he thought that the bomb was a horrible, horrible thing. At the other, he was working feverishly trying to help them get it, because when he was hired, he thought it was important to get it before the Germans did. And then when he found that wasn't the case, he was still working on it because he knew that it was going to be built with him or without him. And yet, that meant he was contributing to when it was finally used, because he wanted to be able to give all the information to the Russians. He knew that there were going to be bombs used if that didn't happen. And I think that's correct, that it must have been torture for him to know that he had helped create what happened in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Yet he felt it was the right thing that he had done. So it was very complicated.
All right, then. Well, we'll leave it there for now. We've been speaking with Dave Lindorf. The new book, Spy for No Country, is out from Prometheus Books. Thank you so much, Dave Lindorf, for joining us this week on Counterspin.
Thank you. And thanks for having me on.
And that's it for Counterspin for this week. Counterspin is produced by FAIR, the National Media Watch Group, based in New York. For more information, you can check out our website, fair.org. The show is engineered by Riley Baer. I'm Janine Jackson. Thanks for listening to Counterspin.
listening to An Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. I finally did it, folks. I finally got all four Angel and the Heavy Syrup albums. The 1990s all-female Japanese psych rock legends. Going to feature a lot of their music on tonight's show. Uranium Club of Minnesota also has a brand new album out that is incredible. Gonna drop a couple tracks off of that one too. Let's get right into it. This is Breath of Life from Angel and Heavy Syrup's third album, released in 1995.
Thank you. You're small and gray. They all want to know your... What's your name?
Peter Bergman, TV star. How I wonder who you are. Such nice clothes. Where's the tags? In the purple shopping bag. Fashion icon at the beach. Take out your trash, but be discreet. Grab a snack before you go. Drop off the mail and hit the road. Likes his privacy. When he's out, no photos, please. Peter Bergman, TV star. How I wonder who you are.
From Uranium Club, Small Gray Man, from their album Infants Under the Bulb. So good. The album is so good. This is an experiment with time. Before that, Momtola from Arabique, featuring Florence Aduni on vocals there, and then reaching back into the archives for some classical theremin from Clara Rockmore. WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millville. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millville. For more information about selling records and new releases is available at 412-821-8484 or at atticrecordstoreinc.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. What makes a community vibrant? Welcoming spaces in every neighborhood, clean air and water for all our residents, good jobs and strong local businesses. What do all of these have in common? Trees. If you support a healthy community and a thriving economy, you are an urban forest advocate. A message from the Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service, and WRCT Pittsburgh. And during these uncertain times, people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. There are lots of social networking sites, but one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com, linking organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most waiting for kidneys. If you've considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, matchingdonors.com. Let's get back to the music here. This is new tunes from Julian Lage, Tiburon.
Every day at the same time, the two women visited the wall from both sides of the city. "I love you," said the women.
"I love you too,"
said the wall. The wall made the women happy, and the wall was happy too. One day, when the women walked to the center of town to visit their wall, the wall was gone. "Have you seen my wall?" asked the woman from the west. "I have not," said the woman from the east. "Have you seen mine?" "No," said the woman from the west. As they approached the spot where the wall used to be, the two women embraced and cried on the shoulder of the other. "I miss my wall," said the woman from the east. "And I miss my wall," said the woman from the west. They wept.
Before you educate the head, try to educate the heart.
Track there from Abdallah Umbadugu, the spiritual godfather of Tuareg Desert Blues. Major influence on folks like Bambino and Mdou Mokhtar, who have made a bit of a splash recently in the States. That's off of a new compilation, career retrospective compilation, called Amkar. Before that, a little piano piece from Washington Phillips, and another psych rock journey from Angel and Heavy Syrup. And I told myself I was going to lay off the free jazz for at least one show, but I couldn't help myself. More from Heart of the Ghost, Summons. Was that amazing track from the ensemble out of Washington, D.C. Ambient club music from Ireland, Pittsburgh, and everything in between. Listen to Ergodic Process Tuesdays at 7 on WRCT Pittsburgh. And what's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music? 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour. Join Steve every Fridays from 3 to 5 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues. And check out the Alternative Radio Program. The Alternative Radio Program provides information, analyses, and views that are frequently ignored or distorted in corporate media, Mondays, 10 to 11 a.m. And you are listening to An Experiment with Time here on WRCT Pittsburgh. The show airs every Saturday night at midnight. Let's get back to the music here. This is the Tomika Reed Quartet featuring Maria Halverson on guitar. Thank you.
Yeah. a profit at the end of the year. We had nothing but grasshoppers. Looking back over my life, oh Lord, I'm so depressed. Help me somebody, I'm so depressed. Oh Lord, I need some rest.
By Abner J. Miriam Bradley with her version of Green Rocky Road right before that, and that little segment just had to fit in a little bit more Angel and Heavy Syrup from their third album. Thanks for listening to An Experiment with Time here on WRCT Pittsburgh. We're going to close out the experiment with Florence Aduni from her 2021 single Naba Aferda. Have a great night, folks.
Hi, this is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hast du etwas Zeit für mich? Dann singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons auf ihrem Weg zum Horizont. Denkst du vielleicht gerade an mich? Dann singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons und das sowas von so. Streichholz und Benzinkanister hielten sich für schlaue Leute, witterten schon fette Beute, riefen Krieg und Frieden.